This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If somebody were to say, what's the worst part of the job? That is one in that you really can't eat properly during a radio show.
No,
because the breaks are, so you have to have a portion of it, which is not normal eating. When you eat, you sit down, you eat. Mm-hmm. You could take your time, sure, but you eat the whole meal, not eat a little bit of it for 3 minutes or 4 minutes,
no,
whatever the breaks are.
That's not my personality.
Work for 20
no
minutes.
No way.
And then take another break and eat 4 minutes of it.
I'm a fast eater. I got news for you. With some of these Lindor Cunhas, I'm going to be sneaking the last few bites here while we're hitting the phones. It was good.
Tell all the fan, 888-808-1019. They're over to call. Keith is calling from Massachusetts. What's up, Keith?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Keith?
Hey, Keith.
How's it going? Yeah, you guys are talking about Lindor and Nimmo and the comments they made. I live in Massachusetts, but I'm a Yankee fan, but I think the example that I look at to go from when you have a superstar that goes to like a different status with his fan base was up here post bombing in the marathon when Poppy took the mic and dropped an F-bomb in front of everybody at Fenway.
Loved it.
He went from Hall of Famer, Red Sox legend to the Red Sox legend, like the living, breathing Ted Williams type deal.
Okay.
So if you have a superstar with edge, that's what every fan base really wants. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a Yankee fan, but I never really, you know, fell in love with Jeter in that sense because he was kind of vanilla. You can even make the same case with Judge. As great as he is, you want a little bit more personality other than the crossing the T's, dotting the I's, minding the P's and Q's.
Yeah, same with Mike Trout. I agree with that.
By the way, it's why I love Soto. He may not say things with an edge. He does things
he's got
with
juice.
An edge.
Yeah, he's given a straight. He's got juice.
Yep, in the box, staring people down, nod your head. That you get more of that from him than you do anybody else. I wish there was more of that went around baseball. Period. All the best players right now, really. You look Shohei, Judge. They're just kind of nodding their head, going along, you know, reading the script and so on and so forth. You know, ideally, like the last Yankee to get cheered off the field, other than Jeter, was Paul O'Neill. He wasn't the captain. He wasn't an MVP, but he was an animal.
David Wells like that too. David Wells was like that.
I love those guys.
Me too. But you know that those days are kind of over. I don't think it's funny.
There's more personality in the sport, though.
I wish we had more of that, though. You think that there's more now or less now? I think there's a lot less now.
I think there's more in that you get to see these guys celebrate and bat flips and all that stuff.
Oh, okay, but that's different from revealing your true thoughts. I do agree. Like, the celebrations are more. But I think one of the reasons why... Now, Danny Hurley's got to start to reel himself in a little bit here. I mean, he's...
I wanted to get to that. Let's get to that in a little bit.
Okay, but so I won't go too much on that.
Maybe next segment, yeah.
But just to go from him, like... He gets criticized because I think, and again, I think he deserves it sometimes, but we're so used to these vanilla quotes and these antiseptic presentations by like Judge, like Shohei, like a lot Mike Trout. I think when you get somebody, even Lindor's fairly PC with the answers he gave us.
But that's
you didn't like that. No,
I
didn't either. But I do think I didn't dislike it like you. I just compared it to Nimmo. Yeah. I think that quotes are very different from, like, those celebrations. Like, what NBA player tells you, really, outside of Draymond Green, what's really on his mind? And every time Draymond Green opens up his mouth, he gets hammered for it.
I don't think society wants it, which stinks. I think there's a happy medium. I think Lindor, in our particular case or example, when has Lindor even been on WFAN?
I believe that was the first time
with
us.
Okay, me too. I don't know.
I truly believe that.
And I'm not trying to say, look at us. I'm just saying, fan is... You know, WFAN is the barometer here in New York sports. You have the Mets star in Lindor coming on with us, the fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's evolved to where social media and podcasts and all these different outlets and SNY, sure, so Lindor could have his message heard. But when was the last time he was interviewed like that by two fans? And he had a chance to bond further with the fans. I don't even know if he knows. He certainly doesn't know who you or I are.
You don't know what's been fed to him over the years. I don't know if that's true.
Or like the impact of WFAN. Maybe he doesn't know. But that was a chance to put yourself in a different light on the airwaves of a radio station that the fans listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And if he would have said something like that about the Yankees, it would have been huge news. And I think it would have been in favor.
That's what we were hoping for. That's why we asked him.
Well, exactly right.
Of course.
I think it would have been in favor of Lindor. I think fans would have loved that.
I do too.
And he was measured and robotic about it, which is fine. That's his personality. You know, look, Mike Piazza never said anything that was inflammatory. Okay, so there you go.
If we had Jeter and we asked him the same question, he would have said the same thing, basically.
Now, he said more stuff about that in retirement, Jeter, where he's ripping the Mets openly and things like that. But here's the thing. I know the truth, and maybe Lindor's truth is different. Maybe Lindor doesn't really care about the Yankees versus the Mets. Maybe he doesn't. He just wants to go out there and square the ball up. Maybe that's it. I'm not sure I'm buying that. I buy more Nimmo, and what he's saying is being the truth, whereas I think a lot of these guys are coached to not say anything.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I also think when you look at, you know, the first, whatever, 5 years with the Guardians coming up in a different minor league system, you know, Brandon Nimmo was drafted by the New York Mets. He was developed by the Mets. He came up, he got his first big contract and probably his last big contract with the Mets. And having been here from day one, you know, he's seen the comparisons to the Yankees. Brandon Nimmo feels Mets fans more than Lindor because he's lived it more. It's not a fault of Lindor. Yeah. It's almost impossible.
I know, but you'd think by now Lindor
adjust a little bit more.
You know, here's the other thing about the Lindor specifically. And by the way, Lindor said these comments about Acuña. Those are pretty, and maybe he didn't mean it as damning, and maybe this is why players don't want to say anything, because then you highlight those comments and say, oh, he's probably bored. Yeah. Everybody runs with that. Maybe it was somewhat out of context. Lindor, the first question that I asked him was about his relationship with the Mets fans, which is right now as good as it's ever been.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a positive thing, and he said it's always been like that, which is just not factually true.
Not true.
So he's either living in la-la land, he's ignoring the reality. I don't know what was going on there, not to pick on him, because I love Lindor. I think he's a great player for this Mets team, and I think his number's going to be retired one day amongst Doc and Darryl and David Wright and Seaver and Kuzma, also got Keith. So I do think that he's going to have a great standing in the history of this franchise, but to not acknowledge something that we all know is reality, that there was a bit like, was that not his reality? That just shows me a little something different about his personality. And one more thing on this, BT, the fact that Nimmo would come out and say that, I like it, but I could see how some people would say, hey, Brandon, you haven't earned the right to say that, where Lindor as a player has, because he backed it up with his play. Nimmo as a leader has, but as far as his accomplishments on the field, Brandon Nimmo has not lived up to the potential or the contract yet. So that's the other aspect of this.
Yeah, but I don't think you always need, even though it's nice when it happens, even though it rarely happens, it's nice to have your best player who's also your most outspoken and, you know, a little unpredictable, you know, but it's very rare. I mean, think about this. Ewing was amazing. Patrick didn't say a whole lot to the media.
Right.
You know, Josh Hart is not even one of the three best Knicks, and Josh Hart's probably the one who gives you the... Jalen Brunson doesn't say much. Karl Anthony Towns just got ripped apart by Draymond Green and say anything. He said, you know, I subscribe to peace and love. You think that one of the Knicks would have said that back in the 90s? So I just think that the younger athlete is wired differently, predisposed to avoid controversy if they can. But I'll tell you, the more I think about this, I'm surprised that Lindor, and I'm not trying to blow it up here and you know, make his life tough, Lindor. What he said about Acuña, I find incredibly interesting, more interesting than what Nimmo said about the relationship with the Yankees in town. Like, you've got your captain saying, I'm not seeing the effort. And to me, that's more important than any perception of who's number one or who's number two in the city.
Well, but it's also about a player who is, right now, not an integral part.
That's not important to me. That could be important to you or others. I get it. That's not important. I'm talking about a culture.
Yeah.
Think about this, Al. We started the show about the expectations for the Mets and are we maybe taking things for granted, putting the cart before the horse, maybe before we should. And we've had that discussion. You guys missed it. Free Odyssey app. Just rewind. What I said was, I love the state. I love the owner. I love the GM. Everything that I said. I love Mandy. I love, okay. But if you're going to be in line with – other dominant teams and have sustained success. The culture's got to be such the young guys who are trying to earn a spot can't show up for a month and half-ass it on the back diamonds down in Port St. Lucie.
Good point. What Lindor says with us is not important. What he says as it pertains to his teammates and holding them accountable, that is the thing that matters the most. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue the conversation with you, Cole. So let's get into the Hurley thing as well. We can either do it at 12:40 or 1 o'clock because I know we get a lot of calls here on the Mets stuff, but I do want to get to Hurley and his temperament, his attitude, because there is a lot there. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.